Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. I'm Aiden, and on this podcast, we'll be talking about celebrity drama, topical news, the story of the day, and much more. So without further ado, let's get into this podcast. So let us start off with celebrity drama, because I guess that's what's wild this days. So one is people are convinced that Kourtney Kardashian's relationship with Scott destroyed her. So y'all know Kourtney Kardashian, because Keeping Up with the Kardashians is one of the biggest shows right now. So Kourtney Kardashian had her fair share of ups and downs throughout her life. For over a decade, the oldest Kardashian sibling has had almost every aspect of her life documented and showcased for the world to see. And it is no secret that she has struggled with being in the spotlight. While she has been coming to terms with her newfound fame, many fans have thought her family didn't treat her very well while she was dealing with the stress and drama in her life. So what do I personally think of that? That is true mostly if you watch season 18, episode 1, where you see Kim and her fighting, you'll realize that most of the sisters sided on Kim's side, which I found pretty unfair, but it's not my family. So let's go on. So her immediate family members aren't the only ones who faked criticism for treating Kourtney poorly. Many fans think that her ex and father of her children, which is Scott Disick, also hasn't treated Kardashian very well. And many fans are now saying that it was her relationship with him that caused her to drastically change her personality for the worse. So most of y'all know Scott Disick. So kicked out of the house, pretty much all that. Many say he's not a good influence to Kourtney, but others say it was vice versa. What do I personally think? I personally think that it was Scott's fault, because before we all knew Kourtney as like the loving sweetheart who always took care of his sisters. Apart from in some scandals, which most of us, yeah, knew. So their relationship was rocky when they met. So let me give you a little backstory of how they met. They met at a party at Joe Francis, which was like the creator of Girls Gone Wild. They met at his house, and Kourtney was less than impressed. She had once said on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I quote, "When she first met Disick, she thought he was immature and was turned off by the fact that he didn't have a job. He eventually wore her down with his charm and dashing good looks, and before she knew it, she and Disick were in a monogamous relationship, and about 2 years after they started dating, they welcomed their first child, Mason Disick, which we all know from the Instagram scandal, which was back in 2009. Yeah, so apart from that, they say that they're still in good terms, because yeah, they actually broke up way back in 2017, but they're bringing up a lot of this drama now in quarantine because they have nothing better to do. So they each have moved on to a new relationship with much younger people. Scott has been in a serious relationship with Sofia Richie for the last 2 years. And Kourtney started up a relationship with a young model named Yunus Benjima. Yeah, I don't know how to say that, but yeah. So shortly after splitting up with Disick, Kardashian and Benjima have since broken up, although some fans believe that the two may actually have secretly gotten back together, which I actually don't believe because that just sounds dumb in general. So after Scott started a relationship with Richie, his life seems to have changed, but for the better, keep that in mind. He no longer goes out to clubs and parties every night, he has overcome his drinking addiction, and he is a much more hands-on dad to his three kids. Kardashian and Disick do a really good job of co-parenting their kids. Though they still have the occasional disagreement, for the most part, the two seem to be on the same page. And Scott still has a good relationship with the entire Kardashian-Jenner family. So, why do fans think the Kourtney Kardashian's relationship with Scott Disick destroyed her? You may ask. So, on a recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, fans got to see Kardashian struggle with the fact that she was turning 40 years old. Right before her 40th birthday party, Kourtney was seen crying and having a lot of anxiety about turning a year older. Yeah, that just sounds dumb. On a recent Reddit thread, fans were discussing Kardashian's meltdown over her birthday and how she seems to not be as happy and outgoing as she once was. And they came to the conclusion that Scott was the reason why Kardashian seems so unhappy nowadays. One fan wrote, "She hit 40 and realized that her time for more children was running out and she was not married or in a relationship." The girls have said a few times they're glad they only have one baby daddy, but Kourtney can't have any more kids with Scott because he's in a serious relationship. She always says she would have more kids with him because they made great kids, but her chance is gone. Which is kind of sad, let's not lie. So that's all I have for that story. So now next, let's move it on to Africa. So most of y'all know Diamond Platinum. And recently, we've all had a lot of drama about him and his ex-wife, Tinashe Dona. So, you might be wondering what I got to say about this drama. So, recently, we realized how Tinashe Dona is unimpressed by Diamond's actions. So, actually, not really his actions, but how he's pampering... How she's pampering Zuku, that name. So, Tinashe is not happy with the way her baby daddy is treating Zuku. Oh, so Zuku is a lady, if you may ask. You can go check all of them out. My 25 subscribers cannot give a promotion, but... And that's a new signee to Wasafi family. In just 1 week, she has over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. You can also do that for me. One of her videos has over 2 million views in a week, prompting Diamond to echo words that did not go down well with Tinashe. She reduced him a waste man. Oof. So Zuku is the latest artist to be signed to Wasafi Records, and she seems to be the best thing that has happened to the record label. Zuku is behind songs like Hakuna Kulala, Nisamehe, Raha, Ashwa, which is featuring Bosso. So 2.3 million views on YouTube in 1 week, and Kwaru, which has 1.3 million views on YouTube in 6 days. Those have been well-received videos by her. She's also behind Mauzauza, on which she features her mom, Khadija Kopa. The artist, who is the first to be signed following the exit of Harmonize and Rich Mavoko, held a mini album launch, which also launched her career. It was live on Wasafi TV and Diamond's YouTube channel. Zuku became the second female artist to be signed to Wasafi Records after Diamond's sister, Queen Darling. So Zuku is a songwriter, something that largely pulled her close to the label, as it's one of the qualities they consider before recruiting one to the label. Diamond ordered his 9.2 million IG Battalion to support Zuku, and they did not disappoint. Her first post on Instagram is April 9th, and less than 2 weeks later, Zuku has over 239,000 followers on Instagram, and Hamisa Mobeto is one of them. Her YouTube account has 100,000 subscribers already, which is 26,000 less than Tanasha's. The same love is reciprocated to her videos on YouTube, like her Wana video that has over 2 million views in just a week. With all this love coming from Diamond, fans Tizuku, Zari, and Hamisa Mobeto's baby daddy was forced to make this caption with unfortunately rubbed Tanasha Donna and mother of his last born the wrong way. Thank you for helping Zuku to set the record of being the first new African artist to reach 100,000 on her YouTube channel within 1 week. This is more than love, and it proves that women can if they are empowered. So, after Diamond went ahead and supported Zuku this much, Tanasha Donna decided to jump in on this and says, "It makes me cringe to see waste men preach women empowerment. Fake always gets exposed eventually, like fake bags, fake jewelry. It will last a couple of days, maybe weeks or months, but eventually everyone can see it's fake." In the above comment, okay, so you guys can see it, Tanasha wonders why her baby daddy is putting in so much that he did not do with her, and yet she was equally looking and earning from the mic. Tanasha Donna's post belating Diamond and his comment that pushed her to this matters a made worse that their collaboration song Gere is not on her YouTube account. It should also be noted that Zuku has been under the oven for 4 years, and Diamond feels she's more than ready now. Yeah, so that is the Diamond story. So other than that, which is the last story of the day, we'll go on to Miss Kylie Jenner. So most of y'all know Kylie Jenner and her associate Jordan Woods, which was her ex-best friend basically, got into a bit of a scandal. So, why not say this? So recently, Jordan Woods' unexpected participation in the on-screen competition has stirred up some underlying drama between Woods and her ex-best friend Kylie Jenner. So you can find all the details, which is on Surrounding Woods, revealed the Masked Singer, and what people are saying about Jenner as a result of Woods' performance. So how did fans react to Jordan Woods on the Masked Singer, you may ask? Fans were stunned when they learned that Woods was the celebrity under the mask singing No Air by Jordan Spark on the Masked Singer. The recent episode illustrated the cartoon-like squirrel pulling off her mask to reveal the face of the famous social media star. Just about everyone knows and recognizes Wood from her Kardashian and Jenner connections. But no one could forget the falling out that took place between Woods and her former best friend. The scandal surrounding Woods and Khloe Kardashian's man, Tristan Thompson, did not end well. Though there was a lot of controversy and disagreement about what actually happened, Woods and Jenner's friendship ended nonetheless. Fans and the public seemed to have finally forgotten about the star at the center of the surprising scandal until her recent appearance on The Masked Singer. So guys, I will not read all this. If you want to get more, you can go to Showbiz Cheat Sheet. So without further ado, I'm out.